going through different yanam of negiah Seder Shabbos, a lot of different varied topics. I guess we could put on the banner of Seder Shabbos. The first halacha is, I guess, I think Mar brings down that he's supposed to be Masadar Shulchan. He's supposed to be almost Masadar when he come home. It says the Mar going to Tumat Yashoros, escort you from your house and see how the table's set. They come in and see the table nice, beautiful set. They go, ah, kishmak, and they come and enjoy it with you. And they say, Shabbi, next week is from Masadar like this. And if they don't, then. And it's not so good. So, you know, that's material supposed to be said by the time you come home. Now, not always so practical, depending on the, I guess, the ages of your children. And, yeah, I mean, you know, you have a two-year-old like likes pulling tablecloths, right? You can tell me what stage you are, whether you're smiling or not. We're holding with your kids, and, you know, it's not so practical, right? You put that stuff and then just ends everything else on the floor. It's not always so practical, but it's definitely ideal, a good thing to do. You know, it's midin in the Gemara. You know, if it works out, technically should be the towel should be out, the silverware should be out. Technically, everything should be out. That's the and it should be, you know, you're ready. Just you come home, you're ready to make kiddush. Now, is that always practical? Possibly, yeah. Possibly not, depending on the situation. Fine, so we saw the Eishes Chayil, different halachim, what Eishes Chayil is going on. Pasuk, Eishes Chayil is going on. Thanking your wife for all the hard work she put in for Shabbos today, right? Going learns Eishes Chayil is going on Tyra. Someone's going on Shabbos Amalka. Then we got Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem is a little controversial in terms of, Shalom Aleichem is a little controversial, right? So we say hello to all the Malachim, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. So, if you remember from when we gave share on Sima Gimel, I'm pretty sure we are, but it says in Sima Gimel that when you go to the bathroom, you tell the Malachim, I'm going to the bathroom, wait outside for me, I'm coming back in a couple minutes. And I see he was doing dish over there. But wait outside in a couple minutes, and you should wait for me. That's what the Gemara says. He says, Skadim is good, wait for me. So, it says nowadays we don't say that. Why don't we say nowadays? Because who are we to say that we're going to have Malachim following around with us? So, if it's some safer, they brought some safer, that's some safer, didn't say Shalom Aleichem, because you come home, you bring the Malachim, like, well, you think, you're going to work on the Malachim, you're not really so heligah, like, just like we say some Gimel, that we're not going to drink on Malachim, so Tobi didn't want to say Shalom Aleichem. What's the Yishuv of the Menachem? So, then Ben Ashkai, I'll say that the Yishuv of the Menachem is that the chat is that the difference between having Malachim where your bodyguards are protecting you, that if we have to be a nice, good Madrid, got the position to have the Malachim. Or you just have your malachim who Shabbos took malachim on the Nazach. It's Kedushas Shabbos, and with you. So to have it, they have malachim as Kedushas Shabbos, you know, that we have. But to say they have malachim that are being shared with you, already that already you we know. That's the upshot in the. So it's only a minute. There are some people who go, someone just told me this Shabbos. See, does everything up here that's a Shabbos? What is that? I know it is. Like, if there's some taka, if he does Shalom Aleichem taka, what he does about that. In terms of the whole thing of extra brachas, yeah, can't say it. Sometimes it says some shalom, so those are some other little chatting. What's the chat and say some shalom? We kick him lachim out so quickly for it. They just came. More pashtun mahalach is just saying, you know, whenever they go, you know what time they're, how long they're staying for, you know, what's going on. Whenever they leave, they should go out. They should go out in peace. Fine, just say Kiddush. So we got the Kiddush. So I guess the main thing about Kiddush is, I guess, if you're making Kiddush, so you have in mind, you have Kavana. If you're listening to Kiddush, so the Shmuzami mentioned a couple of times in Siman Zayin, he mentions that many times people are just not used to Kiddush, because when you're being listening to Kiddush, the mechanics which you're being used to is Shema Kaina. By listening, it's Kilo Aina. If you're spacing out, then you're not really paying attention to the words, and so then you don't have the Shema Kaina. And therefore, you're not going to be Yitzhak Kiddush. So if he says, is Megea or Dinam, right? Anything somebody's been waiting to you, if you're not listening, you wander, you're not paying attention, so then you're not going to be Yitzhak. So you have to make sure that the person should pay attention and make sure that you're listening to that Simkes, right? Like Dara is, you know, the mashal you gave, right? I was talking to you enough times, right? What's the mashal you gave is, let's say, you know, your wife's talking to you, and like, you know, sometimes the Muslim person gets distracted, right? So your wife is not listening to me. So you tell, like, say every word you're saying. So you're not listening. So is that called you listening or not? So the halacha is menagei kiddush is called a yitzah, menagei shamay is not yitzah. But menagei kiddush, you know, the gather is the place you're going to be gathered, menagei kiddush, make all these things. If you know where the person's up to, that's called enough. That's called a heard. But therefore, that would be enough, you know, where they're up to, menagei shamay is, you know, under a cert Indian. But like upon him, so when it comes to menagei kiddush, if you're listening, so if you're saying it's very easy, if you're listening, make sure that you're able to. Able to go ahead and listen.
What kavana do you have to be mitzi? Just I'm being mitzi.
Yeah, I'm going to move. You have kavana to be yitzi and say the aisa kiddush, kiddush and say the aisa. There's a magen Avraham which says that yitzi with tefila, which Rebbe brings down. The magen brings down that says yitzi with davening because they're davening. It's because Shabbos and Berlacha has various reasons why in a yitzi. One is because kavana, two is that says yitzis mitzayim. 3 years, can we ask him Malkum Suda, ask you Alakois, you know, a lot of reasons why he was not really a Tzidereisa, maybe he's Mitzarefit, but you have come on to be Mitzi, everyone in Kiddush, and Mikhaim Mitzaseidereisa of Kiddush. In terms of the wine which you use, so it's a mile of red wine over white wine. See, this around banners that wine it doesn't have a dinner of wine, and
so even white wine
is not in. Sounds like the mechavis of kashya in love on ram pasaf even diavad. He passes even diavad. That milligrams make like a svarishayna. So the rabbi has to be very very white. You should from ban mechavishin into it. Only because the chakish on the other, but in a regular white wine, we like that. Right. So that's when you get a kishlay. The kishas of makom suda. Got a kishas of makom suda at night. The chilek makasuv is hamaitzi or mezainis. In other words, the goyim maybe holds the kishon suga as vidafka hamaitzi. Real deket is hamaitzi or mezainis. Therefore, where is it coming again? It's like a altam rav. You like said Africa was. So like no one goes out at night. It's like angels over there. So like he had a baby, like a wee baby born there for like 30 years. So he just made like a sham zacher right after the evening. Otherwise, no one's gonna come out. So he just make kiddush and make a sham zacher. Or some Sarah comes out, right? Some Sarah at night, right? So you want to make kiddush. So the bets and ikar din is you make mezainis. That's enough pixel in suda, and that'll be okay. Anyhow, okay. So let's move on more to the etzem suda. So you have to make kiddush. Then we have lacha mishnah. In terms of lacha mishnah, the shas goes together with lacha mishnah. Has to be two shleimim. A lot of times you go into the store and the challahs don't look so 100% wholesome. And the question is, what's the hagdara of lechem mishnah? Rami zman betzesh tekekas shleimus. That's be two kekas shleimus. So there are really two things worked out in the person. One, again, there is a shayt shuva brings down that it's missing less than a shir challah, 1/48. It's missing less than that. Then it's called shalom. So if it's less than 2%, so then it's coming off the Gemara Evan, Sugya Evan, and that already would be considered a shalom, a lesson, and that would be okay. Shlomo Zalman said the Gedda is more like, does a person look at a shalom? Is it looking whole or is it missing? As you don't start looking at it like, you know, like an esrei. You know, does a person be sacked as a shalom? You walk into the store, if it wouldn't be for like a mission, we used to feel like, it's broken or not? Like, it's missing, like, you know, on Tuesday afternoon, you're buying a roll, and you're being like, wow, you put it back, and it's felt, it's chaser. Then that'd be a chesaron in the shame. But if it's something which, which a person's misachet says, shalom, then it's going to be okay.
If it got connected in the oven, and like, you pull it apart.
Which sounds like, it could be the case, sometimes, like, let's say you're short on your lacha mishnah. Let's see, only like three challahs, or whatever, you're short, so, or it's getting close to Shkia, and you want to make, let's have it sometimes, getting close to Shkia, and you want to make like a mishnah, only have two in the house, and let's say the kids are a little late, so you want to then have like a mishnah, so what you can do is, you make a, I might say, take a crumb, and then like this, you Yitzhak Lacha Mishnah. And they're still shalim for them, right? Because I'm missing so much. And that could be, let's say, you want to, you know, do Lacha Mishnah a couple of times. That could be it. And then we get Lacha Mishnah. So, it's not a shayla. It's like if you borrow from somebody's Lacha Mishnah, if it's frozen, if it's something that you don't eat, or all those things like that. Well, nice. You know, we all those things are okay. As long as there is the bitsia, and the fact that it's frozen is not a problem, the fact that it's your neighbor's and you don't really have rishus just to eat it.
But then it's
it,
breaking it to
me. What? Then it's it. To half? So the Gemara brings down the one, the Gemara brings down the Gemara, Abish Mishmar Yisrael, Shesh Mishmar Yisrael, Shesh Mishmar Yisrael, is there four Mishmar Yisrael night or three Mishmar Yisrael night? So Mishmar Yisrael says, David got up two Mishmar Yisrael early. So the Gemara says over there, what's on my name? The other thing the Gemara says, Mishmar Apalaga is also called two. One and a half is called two. It's called two Mishmar Yisrael. In fact, it's one and a half. One and a half. So, you know, David got up and says, so one and a half Mishmar is also called two. So, in there, the Tziv was being a raya that a half also could be considered okay. If the Tziv is a meiko, it's just attack. It's not like a regular, you know, classical, whatever. But, you know, if that's a half, so, okay, you know, you take halves. And take halves, and that would be okay. A little bit of the Suda, so you need to have Zemiris on Shabbos, Mar Megillah. I guess it would be the first Bakar, says the Hebrew Mishri, that it contrasts the Geisha Suda to Jewish Suda, that the Goyim, they get drunk and they do sorts of things, much thinking, but even they do Shirish Rishpachas to the Ribbon Shalom. So that's, I guess, the first Bakar we see brought down, and you know, doing Zemiris, Shirish Rishpachas to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because the Charedim write somewhere that in Kaim Avos Hashem, Dveikus, the Zmiros, the Regesh, and the, you know, Dveikus and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, in terms of saying the Shem Hashem and Zmiros, should you say the Shem Hashem or not? So, definitely the author, whoever is the author of whichever one you're talking about, whichever one you're dealing with, he definitely meant you say Hashem's name. It definitely wasn't Mechuvan, right? It was Hashem's name. What was supposed to be as a type, you know, definitely that would be the etzem, the kana, the etzem, whatever. The reason not to do it is, number one, if you get interrupted in between, you know, like, you know, not always, if that situation, like, you stop in the middle, so you say, I just say Hashem is the same, I'm not part of a whole thing, so then, you know, that would be an issue. But Iker didn't, Iker took on a lot of the machaber, definitely meant that, One should be saying the Shem Hashem. Since it's Sur Mishaloi, so that's holding on a bigger in there. So Stipler was Chishesh, that maybe you ate some Samazin with that, because that says holding on them. The Isaac part of me definitely ate some holding on them. Yeah, so that's a Taina, Yom Kavan, but Stipler, but Sikhs like Kiddush used to like be Machmati bread afterwards, like. Yeah, that good thing is nice you didn't have Kavana and you know, and it's okay. So Shadak comes up in the gears and mirrors and Kalisha a little bit. Well, oh, Kalisha recently, I don't know if we did it recently, let's give it. And the Dishra Shara, we saw Kalisha recently. I think the only one here is there, right? Dishra Shara, okay, so go over quickly. So when the gear Kalisha, so the issue is that, well, if when she's a Nida, so Pussy Chu brings on Sarkian, is the Asateria wife singing when she's a Nida. Sarkian, Moshe, and the other person say, "We're Machmir that your wife shouldn't be singing at all when she's a Nida. When she's not a Nida, the question is, what's lachem in the Gezmiris? So the Kalisha, a regalach is a tuchalak of Kalisha. There's time hearing a lady singing, that's one issue. Not during davening and learning. What age does that start? That starts on the point when she turns into Higia Apnuya. Is that something that's Arba? When she gets the age, when she's a Higia Zman of Nidas, that's when it'll be a Esser. As mentioned, Shufar Moshe, Moshe's Shulet was out of town city, and there was graduation, and like the girls want to come, they're very insulting, and the question was whether they could go to the graduation and be singing. So Moshe writes, so the girls aren't 11, 12 years old. So then I give my nida, so 9, 10, whatever, so that's not a problem. Right, call Machel Dram Eila about the Kodesh Yomerle, which is like, well, every single Shuvan sneers when he goes like out there. That's always how he ends off. You know, it's going to be Machmer, but about it, it's not so weird. People aren't going to stand and make difficulties in the community. Yeah, he says that's the Iker idea. That's all not during learning. But during learning and davening, the halacha is kol isha is erva, and even your wife, even anyone else, is a iser during davening and learning, it's iser to go ahead and hear your wife singing, or present davening or learning.
What's the age is also?
What do you say?
The age for that is all same age? That second din?
Yeah, clear. That age would be whatever. I'm saying that it's not going to do with erva. It's like Bishas learning has to be totally erva. So the Shai comes up and he gets Zemiris. So how do we lose the to Zemiris? Oh man, it's, Kodesh Vaniska, right? And takes the Shem. Or it's more, or why is it singing at the end of the day? It's a low, you know, it's not Tilim of Shavu, David HaMelech, you know. And then it's just singing. So Rabbi Asha was machmir tonight. Type was machmir from the Zaman, and others will make what they say. It's just b'tor shiras for singing, so therefore, like, you know, it's not mamish like a darvish or kedusha zan. Therefore, there and then make up. There are some people who don't have, you know, different families have different minhagim.
Little seder, hollow little seder.
Yeah, choresh machmir hollow. That's
really hollow. Singing the benching also, being first brachas.
So singing it together. Only answer is that maybe that there's the lashes is called Ruggles Mutter. So the question is what's the kid called Kala Ruggles? Kala Ruggles talking about talking and Kala Ruggles talking about singing. He's going to Ruggles Shofan with Mako. Maybe by singing, but not so much.
Benching singing, it's more like but for kids, like more
depends. Music. It's just like a chant. The question is like this. It says that the Gemara says a call by a lady, the Gemara brings down that call. Chafeirik was Kala Minyan Sheva, a philo Nashim. Tana, but it's not covered tzibur. That's what Lady Kigalia. Just us covered tzibur, we don't do it. But technically, back here, didn't do it. Okay. And only if you got Aliyah, you lane with the trap. That's the big question I want to know. Like, so, what's going on over there? It sounds like just like a regular, that's not really so much of a singing, that's what it sounds like. So I want to give the chukim of Ash's notes. We're not chilling without trap, trap's not makif. Or somebody else said, no, it's only there's family there. Family, Aliyah, you know, it's bar mitzvah, it's only family, so, you know, they give them all the Aliyah.
But it's Torah. It doesn't make a difference, it's Torah anyway. How do you sing for Torah?
No, she's leaning.
Right, so everybody's listening to the Torah. And it's just being a woman.
But, so it could be just, I'm a chant.
Yeah.
Aliyah. Fine. I'll go find them. So then we have the Sun Shabbos, put down Sun Shabbos, that all it's like Shabbos, for example, all it's like Shabbos. Oh, it's us, a person that cuts them Rosh Hashanah, Chutz Mi Yashay Shabbos, and it's the name of your children. So, it says that basically it's not a house and it is free. So the question is, so being on a house is free, so can we, next Shabbos, are we buying steak for the Shabbos, lamb chops, and spirits? It's on the house and it's free. And maybe for care, like somebody's saying, like if you don't do it, you have a care. Do you have lamb chops this week? So they asked around Leib, so somebody asked around Leib, like, you know, singing man, what's no, she had like steak for Shabbos. So Baron Leib said, what's wrong with chicken? So the guy said, Shabbos, Shana Joshana. No, I was writing a steak. So he's like, what's wrong with chicken? Gets him into a couple of times. Then around Leib, like, oh, seriously, the thing says that. If you have a Shabbos with Achila Shin on Luminatera, he said, you should put your main stress on Luminatera. And he says that chicken's good enough for you. And if you listen to me and do what I say, it's going to be good. If not, you're going to go to Gehenna. It's a very strong, whatever. Basically, the gather is, from the Gilead Yisrael, that the gather is that the guy who says Shabbos, you have to be Mechavet Shabbos, you have to be Mechubet the Gamil, Kafi, a little bit more, maybe where your financial. Able to afford it, pushes up his state, pushes up a little bit, but it has to maybe mechubet the gamil, and that's going to be together. Once it's mechubet, just do like moisturous and extra and whatever. If that's not your financial ability, then around slaves and very shtag, it's not the correct thing, and it's not the avtacha. And avtacha that should be mechubet the gamil, can be your financial, what's the right word?
Bracket.
If you have
chicken during the week, you
would
have to have meat on Shabbos?
You don't have to have meat on Shabbos.
But
I mean,
that's
tough for
me.
Is the mechubet the gemil or not? Can you afford to have meat? I mean, meat's like, what, how many times the price of chicken? But if you could afford it, then it's definitely a good thing to do. And I can't even shikol, like, you know, in terms of spoiling your children. But, you know, it's also shikol in the cheshvan. You know, just because you could afford it, so they could afford it. And also, if you have chicken, if you have meat for Shabbos, then what's going to be yontiv, right? You know, like, those also shikol. Because the word has to be mechubad de kamil, kafi. Like, yes, what's that? Yosef Chaim. That if there's a sale, if I buy for the mere meat sale, I'm out of the curse. Because it's coming back. So what am I just go to? There it says that it's whatever's needed for Shabbos. Right? I don't know if it says Shabbos. The fact that you spend more money, if it's sale, that's regular normal shtalas. So then that they're not going to the game. So kids, they say says mechavish mechubet kamil. Any fish we mentioned a little bit today, which we're going to have Indian to eat fish. Shapur writes, it's toy to eat a mitzvah by all three meals. He writes that. What's the mushroom there? Toy is all you should have two shtav shilam. Gam toy b'sheikh of b'chol sirim shalish says dog. The Dover Toiv. Rabbi says, Shabbos is bereshit, it was done with Shabbos HaSalavai. And over there, the Siddiqui from the Siddiqui of Yassan, which is around the Twilish, is like the Siddiqui of Yassan is. But therefore, that's why it's a Toiv. And we said, I'll peace out. We mentioned the great Siddiqui of having the fish. Fine, we have... I'm going to get desserts. So two things come up in the game of dessert. One is when you get a lot of times a pie crust or pasachem, and those cakes, right? The pasachem. So I'm gonna remember exam which were paskins, that pasachem is something which is gzeres chazal. Shem understand whether the gzeres was mekubal klais or not mekubal klais. So therefore you don't have to be machmir. The meister of my paskins it was not mispashed. You don't have to be machmir. Betz pasachem. Okay, no problem. Indian. Shach in your day says that we are machmer for Pasach. That's when we get Pasach during the week. On Shabbos, when everyone brings down that everyone agrees that you should be machmer on Shabbos, they should have Pasach. We're machmer on Shabbos, we're machmer on Shabbos. And everyone agrees that you should not have Pasach on Shabbos. So therefore, those bike rusts, which are Pasachim, so you should not have them. Hashavas. Cheerios, right? Cheerios, Kipshute, is Pasachim. Hashavas, pass a bishop. Kipshute, probably pass.
And for kids also?
What?
For a kid also?
Kids don't do math. What's in your name?
Kids don't do math. Even if it's made in
itself? Oh, no. It's made in itself, not Cheerios, right? Cheerios made it so.
It's
like.
Maybe.
Or it's not. I have a Shabbat.
There's boxes that say Cheerios on them right now.
Nah, it's some Hebrew, they put a Hebrew stick on top of it, you know, underneath is the American words. So we could say, that's one thing, making desserts. Secondly, this is making brachas, regular brachas. So I get so much on Shabbos, so it just comes up in terms of making brachas. So, and bracha and dessert, so anything which is not machas asuda, like having, chocolate, candy, nuts, those for sure make a bracha. And Moshe is a suda, that for sure you'd go ahead and make a bracha. Negea cakes, so cakes is also a Passover kiss, and then basically it comes down, most cakes you're not going to make a bracha on. Very rare, you have to have all the tanayim, you have to have that sweet, filled, sweet dough, it's filled, it's parach. Maybe like, what would be a case, like maybe you can make a bracha on.
Apple pie.
Like an apple pie, a very thin, crumbly pie crust, so that maybe the apple pie could be a case make a bracha. They're all regular cakes and cookies.
Donut now, it's too soft.
Like a donut?
Like a donut with filling in it. Sweet dough that's filling.
Sweet dough and filling, you don't have the parach, whatever, and you have to shout a bracha with it.
What's pshat that we need all these tanaim to make the bracha?
Because the suffix, okay, so Passover Kislin, maybe we should stop sharing that, but a regular lachas Passover Kislin is a suffix against Hamitzi. Every time you eat a cake, technically, it's a suffix against Hamitzi. Now, there are three shitas of what Passover Kislin is. Passover Kislin is really not, is a type of pass which is only Hamitzi if you're Kaveh Sudan. Now, What makes the pasul kisses supposed to be pass? The three shitas. So, if you have all three, it's for sure not bread. If you have two or three, one or three, it's really solving this bread. This is already washed, therefore, it's going to batter it. You know, that's the reason why it's to be a poly to love, and then body is not bread, and therefore it's not matzah, so then you make a bracha. But if you don't have all three, then it's going to be a subject. Some kids are most desserts, so nice, and over there you would not make a bracha. But again, ice cream, right? So ice cream, the style is kipshuta. You would say that you have to make a bracha on ice cream. Why not? It's not matzah, so it's not a nice geschmack. Dessert, not the sudi, you have to make a bracha. So where does the whole ice cream hack come from? The ice cream hack comes from because of being that, I think it's from Moshe, they say that a drink, we're not going to make a bracha. So ice cream is really a liquid. It's really a drink, therefore bringing that as a drink, so therefore you would not make a bracha.
Is it part by the kiddush? Yeah.
No, not part of the kiddush. No. A drink, regular drink, only a drink. Now, that, it's hard to understand from Moshe, they say that. Chayra, it's not a drink. You would make a bracha on a drink if it's not matzah suda. If you have like some ice cream altar or something with the suda, so if it's not matzah suda, you would make a drink. Therefore, it's hard to understand much. The separate cheshbon is that maybe you could say it's a drink, and one path is mashka, and also maybe kasan like that is a mashka. It's not a mashka. So the great thing is about it, you can make a bracha on the ice cream. There are some. I think Rabbi Aaron was mashka. I remember Rashiva always used to. Take a bite at the beginning of the ice cream, eat the ice cream, but Shasha is raised in. If I remember correctly, it's not here. Is there any psych boys there? No? If I remember correctly, take a bite at the beginning, eat the ice cream, and then take a bite at the end. Like,
take a bite of what?
A bite of chal.
With ice cream together?
No, he didn't do it together like a sandwich, if I remember correctly. He's like, coming from a baron, he's to hold it the whole time also. Why? So, what that does exactly, I'm not 1,000% sure because. What?
It's like that by Paris.
Paris is like that, because it's both of two, but like, it's like, there's really no kesha to things. Because they could, it's okay, somebody want a potter, you bring out the, you bring out candy, kids always ask for candy, they like to be back on that, get candy and ice cream for dessert. But if you have the sprinkles, eat the sprinkles, that's going to be the issue with the ice cream. I forgot to mention, the meaning is, it turns out Ezra's have a chila shom, that we should go before in the Suda. At any point, there's a Maisa Rav brings down that the Goyen was once like with his Talmidim, and he asked him, "Did you have Shum?" So they said, "Like my Kesha does, like we're Bachar, like Shum is supposed to be my Mizera, Rav." Like my Kesha does, and the Goyen like was given Ben Zifa, he said, "With Chazal, Masak and something, it's many, many Taimim." This is a Goyen's approach in general. Now, when Chazal say, Takanas or Takanas Ezra or whatever it is, whoever they are, there are many, many, many reasons why they're doing it. They mean with Gala 1, they allow them to be side. Just because one is Patel, or it wouldn't apply to you, but you have to go ahead and do it. And a couple of, like by Gila, right? Gila, Halach is either like water left out or liquid left out. So, Cheshur Gila, maybe snakes are in there. So, Ramah Paskins, Vanazah, Rach Hashem, and Ramah Shkol, there aren't too many snakes around. And therefore, you do not have to Cheshur Gila. The Goyin is very strongly opposed to that Machilos, even though Tazal told us Gili is also our snakes, but there's many other reasons also, and to Chish for all the reasons. Therefore, he told his Bacham that the Badish had a Chilashon, nothing to talk about. Just because Chazal said the reason Mizzi Zaren doesn't apply to Mabra Zaren, doesn't apply to you, but it's about the Batsim, they technically should have it. Yeah, I would see Kamuvan if it's a Chash of Mizzi Zaren Otel Amada, Hakapanim. Yeah, so there's having a chila shum. What?
Fruits
and desserts. So fruits always in the suga. So, there's two types of fruits. So, shamzaman and vyasha both have, there's like some type of fruits. There's like appetizers, like a grapefruit, or like a bitter fruit. This is more like, helps, how do you say appetizer in English? Yeah, but what's the appetite? They like, what's your appetite? It opens up your stomach to want to eat. So those are machas of sweet. If it's not a sweet thing, like cantaloupe or honeydew or watermelon, those are not machas of sweet. And even at the beginning of the sweet, you have to make a bracha and koshkin at the end of the sweet.
Cut fruit is the same thing.
Cut fruit.
Cooked fruit.
Cooked fruit.
Cooked apples.
Apples could be not. Depending. There's all the Chav Tzayim, whether he made a bracha, didn't make a bracha, on a kampot, right? It's crazy, it wasn't crazy, that whole thing. Fine. Hakapanim. So then that's the Siddur Sinai. Siddur Ziyoyim Batsam. I mean, a lot of the supply time, but Siddur Ziyoyim Batsam is. We have a nice Siddur this week. Night or day? Shashos. Shashos is the nicest? Batsam's Kavod Yom is better than Kavod Laila. Batsam's supposed to be nicer and better. How do we make that? Most people, a lot of people don't do that. Usually, you know, at night, you know, so you have a nice. And do they not? So they say, chalant, you know, I'm kind of made for chalant. Michael Meuchid for Shabbos, and I guess that'll be like if I had been Mekayim. That's important. You have to have hot food on the day. Right? It says Komish and Flesh in the Balmer. Everything you have food is like, oh. There you go. Mitzvah Hamim b'Shabbos, you have atmani shachamim to have food, because I've been coming on Shabbos. Who is Shabbos to be chamim? Oh, it's Shabbos, it's chamim. Who is Shabbos to be chamim? Because Kusim used to say that l'sfai yishu chamim shabbos sechim, because you can't have food, and about it's an Indian and Mitzvah to have hot food. So, how am I coming there? Coming with chalant. You can't have chalant, you don't like chalant, so it's a... Which means that means a mazik like chamim with lachat seinim. It's a mazik, you know, we can be out there. It's not mazik, you... It's not a consecration, we don't like it. So,
coffee works?
They say if it's the chachila, the minig is ma minoichol. The consecration does say that if whatever, if it's hard for you, then you know, the ikker thing was achila. That's lashon. That's a sintakana, but it says.
Warm chala.
Kain ksas. Warm chala, yeah.
It has to be though from before Shabbos.
Yeah, the mahalach was the math in it. Not they put a chala on the block on Shabbos.
It has to be hatmana also?
What?
It has to be hatmana, like
getting hatmana? No, it's not. The age is, you have, no, I'm saying maybe it doesn't have to be before Shabbos. They're saying the Sajjah Chumash Sechem is the key of the age. No, I don't think it has to be before Shabbos. They're saying the Sajjah Chumash Sechem is that the fact that having a fire going on, you know, that's a bittul of the, no, Chersh, and I have to do it. Yeah, so you have once in the night, two suitors during the day. Kiddush, okay, so move on to Shal Shiddus. So Shal Shiddus is Zerv by the Kaim Sul Shlishus. Shim Kaim Ma'id, Tim Kaim Sul Shlishus. It's not just a Zerv Ma'id, it's really Chiyav. It's a Chiyav Nachal Shal Shiddus Shabbos, Vayam Mesha Tayam, Gishav Shem Hashem. It says it again 3 times. We have to give him three suddhas. That's we all is a chiyav, and you have to have 3 suddhas. Therefore, kachin bereishis shouldn't place off too much in suddhas baker, in order that you have room for shashuddhas. Somebody did not eat it Friday night, happens perm sometimes, so be 3 suddhas during the day. The Ikkit Surah is supposed to have one at night during the day, but you don't have one at night, so then the other one has, you have two during the day. There's an Indian doing Shal Shiddus to have some wine. It's Rambam, that all 3 suits should have wine. Doesn't mean you have to make Kiddush, Chassidim make Kiddush, I'm saying, but Charapaz and Intzach, the Kaddish is Shishas, you know, to be Mekaddish. But there's a sheet that's around him, also the Indian, it's to have something, that there's any need to have wine during, any having wine during Shal Shiddus. Yes, how you became Shal Shiddus, the Mechayr brings down, the Eker then is Bepas. That's the Eker then. Yeshayimim, some say you can do Zainus. Yeshayim, we can have some lavsa pass, pasur dagim, our paris. Yeshayim, I feel the paris can do it. Sorish and the ikka, so pass the pass, elm king sub the yaser. Amongst the yapshalacha pass. So the ikka din is we hold that you should have pass. If not able to, so well, you know, somebody asked me like last week, has a horrible stomach ache, you can't eat bread. Huh? Any bread, so we hold that you can't do it, so yaser. Basar, I'm not Paris, and that's how a person behaves. That person has touched us before Shkia, was it why? Well, main reason why is that's Kriya Shema. You know, outside of Suda. Well, one reason is you want to be doing, you want to be Kaim Shashas on Shabbat, right? Once you're in Skiri or Safek Ben Shemoshes, on Shabbos. And the other reason is because of Kriya Shema. If you're within half hour of Kriya Shema, so you know, start a Suda. Is the halacha really going to get every time? What? So it should be before Shkia. Technically, it should be before Shkia. If you're, you know, especially davening 20 minutes after, it should be 10 minutes before Shkia. That's like nice yourself. And as a limit schos, the pshat is that thing, like, it's like a different day. So we don't find Chazal answer the half hour when you're a different day. Like, when it's a totally, if you're a half hour to this man, it's one thing. But like, it's like, it's totally before, so there's a limit schos to Shkia. Yeah, and Chaim, they could be headed to do 5-10 minutes before. Rav Chaim, no. Say yourself. Right. So now, if somebody already got the Ben Hashemasha, so are you allowed to wash or not? So, right, you have a problem out of Dolan, and you also have a problem out of Meir. The Meis of Ben Hashemasha were Meiko. How long? I think you say Shem Rani Rani went 20 minutes, but it's all 13 and a half minutes for sure, you know. But yeah, but you can make it, you should really get a shamer then to make sure to remind you to.
You say a person's not washing, what's the difference?
They now eat.
What's the difference? Washing
it?
In Mazenas. Let's say he's not washing
Shoshas
because he's eating
Mazenas.
Why is that more
humble? No, once you're Shkir already. So if you're Milva Suda, the one says, if you're Milva Suda, you can be Mamshech. If you're not Milva Suda, then you're not allowed to be Mamshech.
You're
Mazenas
until 13
and a half minutes? We're doing a Shaskapi the Abed, so I wouldn't. If we came in the Shoshas, we'll say.
Let's say he's doing it to be
Mikhaim
Shoshas.
Oh.
He's not washing.
Enough of them. So, that's how he's doing Mekam Shalshus. That's his Shalshus. And Echonami, yeah. Chayr.
You're washing, you have to make
him
like a wash in those 3-4 minutes.
No, make that mighty. Yes, that's what the Shalshus. Nashim Mekam Shalshus, right? Chomili Yishish Shavim. They also the nace, and the law applies paying to men, paying to Nashim, because Malaka is Malaka is very interesting, it's its own separate simon, one line. Read the whole simon. Simon Shin. Why didn't you say the Lam Shachanim was a Shabbos? He loves a Shabbos, I feel like it's a Shabbos. That he should be Mesad Shachanim, a Shabbos, even though he loves a Shabbos, even though he needs a Shabbos, and it's a whole separate simon. So Shabbos, what's the Shabbos? Why is it its own separate simon? So, you know, the Chassidim say, you know, the importance of Kaddish the Gashmias and Malkum and the Sutta. The Velt says, these are a little, you know, it's hard to get Malkum, right? It's a little bit difficult. You just ate the three Suttas, and, you know, it's a little bit of a challenge. Everybody gives it a separate Sutta. Anyhow, it's wrote down that you have to, Mimsar Shachonim with Shabbos, and with Mimlav is Shabbos and Malkum, even if you're only Exaias, you should go ahead and Malava the Malka. It's mashed up in the Gemara. This is real past the Chachila, like all this is Shabbos, that you should have Shriyan pass. Gam mashed up the Chachila, others say Basar Rishar Tavshilim Yeshlai. The Chachila should have Basar Tavshilim, Shriyan Machud. Shem Pichas came into mind, he was very, very into Shem Pichas, right? It's towards the Painted Malva Malka, Machazam Malva Malka, where? Story now, some stories now. Can't bring it up right now. He's very into like, I don't know if he did it himself or whatever. Sit down like, against the sutta, you paid like, you know. So, Misakav Shabbos. He says, Aim Lois, Chesh, Chila Gas, Kayet said, it'd be very late. Kayim was doing Sakapolim in Paris. But one thing I did is that Mishma came at Shabbos right away. The Indian is Kashish Sakav Shabbos, Chilisasa, Kasakas, Visiasa. Shesham Lav is a Melav Sesam in the era. And therefore, Mishra says, when is the proper time for Lav Malka? Toiv, like Dima Kadesh, is smoothly to your Shabbos. It should be Toiv to be as close to your Shabbos as much as possible. If you're not hungry, it's like a stipple, you do it like right after Avdallah. If you're not hungry, so he says, Lach HaKavam Shalei Yisak Malacha B'Kavash Kev Zuzu. It says the Indian of not doing Malacha until you do it. For example, the Shait Shuvah, in Gerev HaKavam Malacha Yosem Yichatzais. He says, Lach HaKavam do it. And because the chiyuv should be done right away, if it's not practical, like one shouldn't be late. What time is chatzais tonight? Huh? It's later. It's not late. Okay. The Kohenim say that there's a Eber Echad Yesh Ba'adam, then this is Kesh Shemoy, and it stays Kayim Bekevra, Leis Tchiyah. And after all, that some is rat, is ever, is only nena from the Chilam Ba'amaka, and therefore, the way Chashveni and Migan, some Migan, it's supposed to help for labor pain, and for Nashim, it's a school for that. Yeah, now that's in Suda, it says it's not a chuva like Shal Shoda, it's not as much. There is a smucha cry, it's mamish chuva me yoyim, shal, maybe tazos deraisa. However, it's a mitzvah ba'am. It says, naf kaminis, hechid yepsha, the kaim kulam. If it's not passed to do everything, it's poshi, you're not able to eat. So then, the halacha is that the vada, Shal Shoda is a lower level than the other things, and, sorry, the amak is a lower level than Shal Shoda, and it's a mitzvah ba'am.
And
what
did you say?
Splitting one suga, that's a big request. We need to split one suga into two. I think the.
What? Say it's one
suga. Right, that's all the shah. So I think the Behitim of Shai Chua wants to say that if you're going very long, if you want to split it over here, or Shai Chua wants to say that you could go ahead and split it. Oh yeah, Shemati Mamshach Sudi Gimalacha Chasecha Yoli Sudas Gimal. That's the example from Rizura. A lot of chalukim on that. They said, "Hanachaf, like, what are you doing? You're before Meir, right? So you're saying with saying benching or not? So if you're not Malka, why are you saying with say? Like, you know, little thing. You know, they don't like it so much, and they don't like it so much. There's a mice of the going in my Sabbath exam." He was like eating, he was throwing up. Like, he just couldn't have the food. Like, poof. And he's probably couldn't, you know, he was throwing up all night. He kept, like, putting it down. So he told his wife, tell me when it's like a second before Elias. I'll stuff something out quickly. And if I throw up after Elias, at least I was eating some mamaka. Because I ate it and then whatever.
See, the eldest man was after.
Right, so somewhere we arrive from that story. See, the eldest man, like, when we can do a call, you can do a call, Elayla. You know, they were arrive from that story. Like, oh, yeah, you know, the minute is. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not the biggest.
I did it both.
So the lashon, I think, can be zen. It's like 1,000 tannaim that are worth like one lot of malka. You know, malka is a very chashuv thing. It's just davening melech, and the word is basically showing a covered any Shabbos. And the Gemara says you should set up your suda. It's, you know, even though you only need zayis, and it's be then covered the einig.